Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is understanding the role of the conflict coach in support of the conflict management competency. Destructive conflict at work can be extremely costly to organizations. Stress, damaged relationships, and barriers to collaboration impact productivity, impede problem solving, and affect well-being, leading to absenteeism or turnover. Moreover, conflict drains resources. The typical U.S. employee spends about 3 hours engaged in negative conflict each week. Applying this figure to NAVFAC's total employee count, this can add up to almost $10,000 in wasted time per employee every year. Thus, for the sake of employees and organizations, leaders play a vital role in identifying potential or actual destructive conflict at work and in intervening to coach the participants through to resolution where possible. When leaders help resolve destructive conflict, worker health and resiliency improve because reducing anger and stress protects against heart disease and boosts the immune system. Coaching conflict successfully will cause positive reciprocity to accrue among teams, and they will want to work together constructively. Less harmful conflict in the workplace leads to better relationships and more positivity at work, which means more collaboration, idea sharing, and productivity. Conflict coaching means guiding an individual through destructive conflict and helping them find a way out of it. Where a conflict impacts work, productivity, and client relationships, or threatens to create a toxic environment, leaders should step in as coaches. As a leader, ask yourself, is the conflict or the participant's behavior affecting others' ability to do their job? Could this conflict negatively affect productivity or partner relationships? Or could this conflict devolve into something more, such as abuse, bullying, or a toxic work environment? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then conflict coaching probably applies, and as a leader, you should get involved. Conflict coaching isn't only done in the midst of a conflict, however. Individuals might seek coaching to work on ways to prevent a dispute from escalating, to improve their competency in conflict management, to develop stronger communication skills for a difficult conversation, and, or, for other objectives that are often more about managing potential conflict than resolving current conflict. Coaching is more effective and appropriate in the early stages of destructive conflict or to avoid it altogether. In advanced or especially heated conflict, coaching, mediation, and other forms of conflict resolution might not work or be appropriate. In these cases, it is advisable to evaluate your options before you act. Check with human resources about alternatives and/or consult with subject matter experts. Where conflict is advanced but appears manageable, coaching might complement mediation. Here, each of those in conflict should be assigned their own coach who can guide them through mediation and also aid in making mediation work. By using your skills as a listener and gentle guide, for example, you might put a coachee in the right frame of mind to find resolution during mediation. Your coachee might ask you to guide them step by step through the conflict, but resolving the conflict is not your responsibility as a coach. Instead, try to assist the process of resolution by helping to find acceptable options. As a coach, remain supportive and non-judgmental. Take on the role of the coachee's champion. As a conflict coach, your most important skill is listening. You can help coach, diffuse, or avoid conflicts by using deep or expansive listening. Before you listen, however, learn. Make sure that you understand the nature of the conflict involved, who the other parties are, and what, if anything, has been done previously to resolve it. Speak to coworkers and other team leads or managers to gain their perspectives, for example, and consider asking your coachee to send you an overview outlining their understanding of the conflict, its roots, and any ideas they have for resolving it. In your coaching sessions, strive to dig deeper to understand more about the situation. Get beyond the most immediate utterances of what your coachee may have provided in their overview. Pay attention to the topics they skate over or avoid. Often, these turn out to be the true roots of the conflict. Ask questions designed to elicit open and unguarded responses. Listening deeply involves more than your ears. Use body language to encourage your coachee to expand on their thoughts and ideas. This includes your posture. Lean forward and maintain an open posture. Avoid crossing your arms and legs or relaxing into the back of your chair, for example. Maintain comfortable eye contact. Nod when you understand a key point or to communicate empathy. Watch your coachee's body language as well. Their own eye contact, posture, and gestures can signal discomfort, defensiveness, guardedness, or an eagerness to expand on a topic. After your coachee has spoken, pause to process their words and any clues from their body language. Don't feel like you must immediately fill conversational voids. Pausing means you don't have to think of your response while your coachee is talking, as doing so distracts you from deep listening. It also gives your coachee time to reveal more, and it always helps you to formulate better questions. Design your questions to explore and expand on important elements of what your coachee has told you. Consider paraphrasing some of what you heard back to your coachee. This not only shows that you are listening, it signals your interest in having the coachee steer the conversation, and it often sparks a deeper exploration of the topic. Should your coachee appear stuck, offer different perspectives on the conflict. Conflict is often rooted in misunderstanding. From your initial investigations and your perspective as a coach, you might be able to frame the conflict in a way that causes your coachee to see the problem differently. With this new frame or perspective, your coachee might come to a resolution on their own. Please continue your investigation of this topic by reviewing materials on the CCRC, such as white papers and videos. Additionally, Mediate.com will give you a table of questions a conflict coach might consider using with a coachee. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil.